tri-weekly report for you, a special hour each time set aside in its entirety for the best information we can collate and gather and present to you so you can make the best decisions for your health, welfare, and safety. Safety. And I am so tired of hearing stories about people who have lost loved ones, mothers, fathers, grandparents, children, and now it's a war on babies. There's a war on little children from 16 months old on up. Or is it 18 months? Whatever. 18 months to 5 years of age. You, as a stupid parent, can murder your own child with up to 3 vaccines. Oh, excuse me, bioweapons. Can you imagine? There's still a trial going on. So, yeah, let's shoot up your precious little child. Give him 3 shots. You get it? Okay, we have a lot to talk about here. Erica, hi. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Hi, Jeff. I'm great. Good to be back.
Okay. Number one, fully vaxxed, double-boosted Tony Fauci tests positive for COVID with the rapid test antigen, the antigen test. How funny does it get? You got to laugh at this stuff.
Didn't Bill Gates have it two weeks ago or so?
And yeah. Don't forget, and who has long COVID?
Oh, Robert Malone.
Yes, Bobby got the shots too, but he still has long COVID. Headline 2, vaccines that spread like a virus through injection or inhalation. Now, that's an important story. Vaccines that spread like a virus through injection or inhalation. In other words, shedding. Right? So they're going to shed vaccines now on people. So if they can do it from person to person by way of exhalation, inhalation, why couldn't they fly overhead and chemtrail you with them? Well, the answer is they could. And they probably are. And they probably have. Now, here's the headline of the day. Did I send you the Miss Universe headline?
Yes.
Miss Universe insists, quote, not all people who menstruate are women, end quote. That's almost as good as the one that called for women to have prostate evaluations every year. Need a prostate exam. And before that, it was uterine transfers to men or women. Look, this is gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
This is the end of the line.
Exceeding ridiculousness.
Well, and yeah, they're killing people. They're having a field day with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to Novavax. What's the latest on Novavax? You just told me something a minute or two ago, and what do you have?
Well, it appears as though the FDA has now authorized, or at least voted, to approve Novavax. I guess the vote was 21 yes, 0 no, and 1 abstain. Now,
shocked.
This is in spite of the fact that about a week or so ago, they had concerns that there was events of myocarditis and pericarditis in the trials. Four of the events occurred in young men, a subject population known to be at higher risk for mRNA COVID-19 vaccine-associated myocarditis. So they were concerned that because these cases of myocarditis turned up in the trials for Novavax, smaller trials, that when they expanded it to a bigger population, they would see much more of it. And they were comparing it to the mRNA, Pfizer and Moderna, that claim they had no cases of myocarditis in their clinical trials, and they are experiencing them now or seeing them now.
Well, aren't the trials still going on, technically? Excuse me. But
well, before they receive their EUA, their emergency use authorization, their initial phase 1 trials, 1/2, said that they had no indications of myocarditis in their trial participants.
Unreal.
Now, we know now from a couple whistleblowers that these trials were shamelessly rigged. A lot of data was deleted, covered up, not acknowledged, unaccounted for. But nevertheless, Novavax appears to be to have the green light for its EUA. But the other thing that was noted in the trial data was that in addition to myocarditis, there were also incidences of clotting, which is something that I hadn't been able to determine just based on the reports in the 30-something countries where it's already in use. So it's no surprise because it's the spike protein, and the spike protein has these amyloidogenic or clot-forming capabilities to it.
And what's really amazing, and Erica follows social media very closely, they have groups for different people who have been injured in similar ways. It's very sad reading. But in all sincerity, Novavax is looked to by a lot of these people as being the salvation.
Yes.
I'm not going to get hurt. I won't get injured. I won't get the Pfizer or Moderna damage or AstraZeneca damage if I take Novavax. Not, are they crazy? Do they not understand what Novavax is? We've told you many times what Novavax is. Novavax is essentially, with an adjuvant, pure spike protein. The most deadly, violent, diabolically evil thing that mankind has ever created. No mRNA needed. No LNP needed. Just pure spike. And here we are, we're getting reports already, as Erica just said, of heart issues. What else did you say?
Heart issue, clotting, blood clots.
Clotting, that's it. Now, did they say what kind of clots? Because that's a big gun now. What is it? Is it a blood clot or is it an amyloid clot? That's night and day.
No one's looking for the amyloids.
I
would assume that because this is the spike protein from the original Wuhan strain, which is known to have these prion domains and amyloid generating sequences,
peptides,
that this is going to be prone to all of the same problems that we've seen with the other vaccines. I mean, the only benefit, if there's any benefit, is that at least this is not continuous or ongoing. But it is still biologically active. It can be broken down to reveal these sequences that cause your body to misfold its proteins.
And those misfolded proteins go on to misfold other proteins.
So it can be the initiating event for a neurodegenerative disease.
Mm-hmm.
It does cross the blood-brain barrier. We know that. And I've read reports of heart issues, myocarditis, headaches, stomach issues, numbness and tingling, tinnitus, definitely tinnitus, a lot of tinnitus associated with the spike protein. It's a neurotoxin. The spike protein is neurotoxic in addition to being toxic in other ways, but that's why people are having so many neurological issues with this thing. It's a nerve toxin.
Seemingly more all the time, too. It's getting to be more diabolical. Myocarditis. Little children, toddlers with myocarditis. I don't know, maybe some are getting pericarditis too. But myocarditis, which is damaging the heart muscle, and the heart muscle cannot regenerate. These little children have had severe to moderate heart damage at 2, 3, 4, 5, 15, 16, 17 years of age. It's open season on children, which are also being sterilized, apparently, in many cases. But let's stay with the myocarditis. This is absolutely hideous. If you're a good parent, why would you take a chance? Why would you believe your best friend or your neighbor or some television commercial? Get the shot. Protect your kids. It's the same old crap. Why would you do that? The data is all over the internet that the worst thing you can do is give any human being any of these bioweapon injections. And now we've got Novavax. Novavax stepping up. The little company that could. The little company that could got the green light. It's in the process of now getting ready to roll it out. We were reading reports. Wasn't there one that someone was actually toying with the idea of flying to India in order to be able to get the Novavax?
There were many people trying to arrange trips to other countries to get the Novavax.
It's
mind-boggling.
Just keep it simple. AstraZeneca, put that aside. Take Pfizer, Moderna. mRNA, surrounded by liquid nanoparticles, and covered with PGE, right? What is it,
PEG, polyethylene glycol.
Okay. And in that mRNA are the instructions to have the cell in which it invades begin to produce nothing, no other proteins, but spike. It's the only one. So all of a sudden, and we figured, we projected this, that there would be up to at least 30 trillion by the time the first full cycle of a bioweapon injection was completed, 30 trillion potentially spike proteins in your body. And so your immune system, don't forget this, begins to look for only spike proteins because it's being overwhelmed. They're everywhere. So it doesn't focus on all the other bacteria and viruses and so forth. It should. It's stunned. So what happens when it only produces antibodies for one thing or looks for one thing? Your immune system crashes. You don't have one. It's virtually gone. So that's one. The other thing is these seven peptide sequences that somebody somehow put in the spike protein, that whenever a normal protein floats by, it gets flipped and it misfolds. And it goes on to look for another normal protein to cause that one to misfold. You get it? And these misfolded proteins begin to aggregate together in a long, little, teeny, tiny, almost invisible thread. It is invisible to us. Called a fibril. And those fibrils aggregate and self-assemble into larger and larger pieces. You ever seen a rope? Have notice how a rope is composed of smaller ropes that are wound together and bound together? Think of it kind of like that. So these fibrils keep making bigger and bigger clots. But they're not blood clots, they're amyloid clots. And they don't just occur in your veins and arteries. They occur in all the major organs of your body, especially your brain, and your toast. So that's what the mRNA from the Pfizer and Moderna does. Now, let's jump to Novavax. We don't have to mess with the mRNA going in there and setting up a little factory to produce, get your body to produce spike proteins, because Novavax, that's all it is spike proteins with an adjuvant. That's it.
Yep, straight up.
So where do I get mine?
Coming soon. soon to a pharmacy near you.
I'm afraid coming soon to a doorway near you. These people are crazy. This is nuts.
Yeah, I mean, we've known now for over a year that the spike protein is toxic, and yet they're still continuing. And now expanding it to children, 6 months to 5 years old. I don't know. I think they were voting on that today, so we'll see.
6 months.
And we have mothers-to-be and mothers that are interested in this.
Well, those are the same mothers that went to the gay pride parades with their little 2 and 3 year olds and forced them to watch. That's the same kind of psychosis.
I think they, and on some level, they think they're being good parents.
Well, I don't know about taking their kids to a gay pride parade, but I understand what you're saying.
They're causing them to be open-minded.
They trust that Anthony Fauci. Boy, that Bobby Malone, they trust him too, right?
I don't think they know who these characters are. They're just following what the television tells them to do.
They're all
phones.
On the screen. They're all on the flat screen. So when they're on the flat screen, they have a godlike presence that gets right to people at a level that they don't understand. If someone's on the screen, they must be substantive people, or they wouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be. So, wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Children are dying already. Now, many of them aren't dead yet, but what's the average life expectancy of somebody who's had severe myo or perio? 5 years? 50%, 5 years?
Yes, that's the number I hear, yep. And this, you know, it severely limits what you can do when once you develop this. You've really got to be nice to your heart, not push it. It can be extremely painful, debilitating.
Once you get this, your life is over. You're a semi-invalid in terms of how much you can do.
It can be crippling, yes.
Yes. How much you can do, what you can do, how you can do it. It's really gruesome stuff. Now, we have a number of cases of myocarditis. Which is worse, peri or myo? Does it matter much?
I would think the myocarditis, the myocarditis is the actual muscle. The pericardium is the
sac,
kind of the sheath or the membrane around the heart.
Right.
But either one, it's not good. But, you know, people don't realize that when this muscle tissue is damaged, it doesn't regenerate like many other organs and tissues of the body can. It is replaced by scar tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you've got a conductive organ tissue, I mean, you need electrical current flowing through that muscle so that it beats properly. And when there's scar tissue in there, you get arrhythmias, irregular heartbeats. And sometimes, you know, the heart won't beat at all. It doesn't get the right impulse. It's not in sync.
See, so right now, we as a species are into science. And now, black ops science is one thing. But what we're able to see is bad enough. They announced today that CRISPR, genetically engineered chickens, have been made now to kill all of their male baby chicks. Kill them.
Mm.
Think about that. Think about that. They can do that to chickens. What can they do to people?
Oh, yeah. That's a given. They've already, I mean, that's called a gene drive, and they can actually, control the offspring, or the sex of the offspring, so that basically doesn't survive.
You'll be able
or
to
can't
go soon.
Reproduce, I should say.
Correct. Soon you'll be able to go in as a couple and say that we want a girl, we want a blue-eyed girl, we want a blue-eyed blonde girl who will be about 5'6", about 120, and that's what they'll get. That's there. I think that's there now, practically.
Oh, well, that's one of the things, one of many things they were doing at these bio labs in the Ukraine, designer babies.
Nobody talks about that. It's not right on the big screen. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have Miss Universe insists not all people who menstruate are women. Now, that's a good one. It just gets crazier. Every day, something crazier comes along. All right, we have a number of accounts of myocarditis, which is damage to the heart muscle, stories that we might want to take a look at. You ready for that, or do we miss something?
Yeah, we haven't delved too much into the myocarditis. You know, it's almost to a point where, we're hearing so much about the myocarditis, it's lost its shock value. But when you read some of these stories, especially with these young kids, it really brings it home, what they're dealing with and how serious this is.
I think we almost automatically think of, when we see children, at least I do, I think of future. What are they going to do with their lives? At least I used to. Now it's not like they have much choice. But their futures are everything to them. And when that's taken away, or damaged to the extent that it might as well be taken away, what is this species of ours? What is it?
And I think the whole concept of myocarditis is foreign to most people. They don't realize, you can talk about it intellectually, and yes, it's an inflammation of the heart, but what does that really mean? And I don't think most people understand that this is life-changing. It's not something that you would bounce back from.
No, you never play ball again. You've got to be real careful. You've got to constantly be monitored by your cardiologist and God knows who else. This is not a joke. And these are during your growth years. And as a child, you're growing and getting stronger. And you're supposedly immunologically learning how to survive in this world. But when you're shot up, you got no immune system to learn from.
Yeah, this is really doing a number on these kids developing immune systems, the way they're being formatted. They're at very, very high risk of autoimmune diseases from this procedure, this transfection nonsense.
Okay. let me read the first one here. This is a pericarditis one, the first one. We've got a number of these. This is, again, to try to cast a light on the human aspect of this, the human suffering of this. And for those of you out there who are mothers and fathers, and for those of you listening who are children, which is all of you, you used to be, think about this and the dynamic in which it's being presented. These are parents with children that they, in many cases, dearly love and have poured their lives into. And look what they have to deal with now because of the bastards who put this program together. Hi, I'm new to the group. My son, 13, has just been diagnosed with pericarditis. The pediatric cardiologist did the echo and showed me the fluid, but said there wasn't much. It was quite pooled and looked like a lot to me. It's been confirmed it was from the second vaccination of the bioweapon, and he is not to have any further vaccines. This came from the cardiologist. He has been off school now for 8 weeks and developed this in October, but only was diagnosed at the start of March. Back and forward to the hospital and doctors ever since then. My question is, they confirmed he had it, said, you'll be all right, get back to normal life, see ya. No follow-up appointments? He can't walk 20 meters. He's in constant pain at a 3 or a 4 level at age 13. He can't sleep and almost passed out when he does just a bit too much, like if he stands too long or carries something. Should he be on medication? 6 months now. Isn't that a long time? Feeling very lost and not knowing how to help him, as well as the guilt. And I assume she means the guilt of having allowed him to take this shot. Side note, I have a daughter with an autoimmune and Tourette's who COVID posed a major threat to. So what's she saying here? COVID, the virus, posed a major threat to the daughter, so she got the daughter shot up too? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like. You know, what these people were not told was that, you know, the children were, they were not getting the COVID, or that they were, they weren't
right
dying
by.
From it.
No. Eminently survivable.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, go ahead with number two.
Okay. We'll do the 8-year-old. Anyone have a young boy with an enlarged heart after the vaccine? My 8.5-year-old had an EKG done 1.5 months after the vaccine, in which it shows he has an enlarged heart. No other symptoms. He was referred to a cardiologist for further testing. However, the appointment is still over 2 months away. I assume it very well could be myocarditis. What was your experience? Did it go away on its own? What other tests did your child have? I'm nervous as my son runs and plays rep ball, etc. And one reply is, do not let your son play sports until he has had a further testing. He needs an echocardiogram and an MRI. Also, bloods tested for inflammation, troponin levels, and D-dimer. And a second one chimes in, yes, no heavy exercise. You've got to be firm.
How old's the kid? 8?
8.5.
See, these are, and each one of them is equally as tragic. I'm amazed that people just won't or can't connect the dots. It's right there. It's all over the place. So these people have gone to the social media forums and boards to seek help, to seek consolation, to seek some comfort, find somebody who will understand. They've been through the doctor merry-go-round, the doctor freak show, and they're sick of it. All right.
Yeah, these myocarditis groups are filling up with parents lately, with children who have taken the vax and now they're injured. It, you know, it's not just a handful; it's a lot.
Wounded, injured, permanently degraded. Horrible. And if you're a good parent, and many of you out there are great parents, how do you feel? You let your kid get this shot, you took it yourself, and you may feel like hell, and you're not going to say anything to anybody about it because of the guilt. And there's any possible scenario that you can think of going on out there right now. Too many people, about 230 million Americans, maybe a little more, allegedly vaxxed with this bioweapon? All right,
yeah.
I didn't have that one here, so I've got number two on the list.
Okay.
Just do that one. My son had his MRI. 13 years old, was fit as anything before. He misses bike riding for 8 hours and just being a kid. This is from Sarah. Let me read that again. My son had his MRI. He's 13. He was fit as anything before. He misses bike riding for 8 hours, and he misses just being a kid. The MRI showed he had a very slight scarring from myocarditis and very slightly dilated right ventricle. So this did heart damage. This dilated his right ventricle. Told he's all okay and could resume normal living. But really, contact sport? Well, he still gets pains and tiredness. Why, if no inflammation and heart is pretty much okay, nor can he still not do much and yet told he can? I just wish this would go so he can be a young, free person again. I can't wait for the day he's back in rugby, bike riding, and his basketball. Probably ain't going to happen, Sarah.
No, I know.
Really sorry.
See, I don't think people understand how serious this is.
I'll ask you again, my friend. How many people have we seen or read about who have been severely injured? These people aren't terminal yet, but how many have been severely injured and have recovered and gotten back to normal as if they were never hurt at all? How many?
Very, very few in the groups that I've seen. There may be some improvement, and I think at times people are lulled into thinking they've had a recovery. I mean, the most notorious is the tinnitus group, where people will have a day or two of, you know, no ringing in the ears whatsoever, and they think they've turned the corner and it's behind them, and then they'll go do something that, you know, listen to loud music or something, and it comes back with a vengeance.
Right.
And quite often it continues on, and other symptoms appear. If the tinnitus gets better, some other strange symptom takes its place, neurological in nature.
All right. Go ahead with 3 and 4, the next two.
Okay. I don't have numbers on mine, so let me see.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the... hang on. Okay.
Do you have that list? Just count down from the top. They're not numbered. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right. This is a 16-year-old.
Number 3, 14-year-old. Monica.
16-year-old.
All right. I don't even see that one. I don't think that's here. Oh, Rebecca?
Yes.
Go.
Okay. My son, 7.5 months after Pfizer induced myocarditis, has this morning been given the all clear. Now intense exercise and no more cardiologist appointments unless pain or new variants treatments questions. Recommended flu jab, even though I pointed out only 36% match with no protection against kids influenza A this year. He said the risk of flu with myocarditis is higher than the vaccine, especially with flu being an upper respiratory tract virus. History, Knight's Hospital, not sure what she means, troponin 800. Now, troponin is an enzyme that becomes elevated when there's heart damage. Atrial tachycardia, which means an irregular heartbeat. Treatment of beta blockers 7 weeks and colchicine for 3 months. Built up slowly exercise to last 3 months, increasing cardio to 70 to 80% of maximum heart rate and running 2 kilometers a day. He didn't have MRI, as the cardiologist said it was likely he would have scar tissue with the high troponin levels, but wasn't a concern as his ultrasound echocardiogram showed normal functioning at 7 weeks and again today. My son was 16 and no pain since the hospital. He had COVID 31 days ago and was fine. He had shingles 3 months after the vax and his appendix out 6 months after. It has been hell. I'm happy now. Please, no more comments regarding the flu jab. I've been covered, and it's been covered in the comments below.
All right, these people have very little in life except these platforms and social media to reach out to others and try and get some guidance, some help, some encouragement. All right, here are a couple quickies. I have to ask, is anyone seeing improvement as they near the six-month post-vax mark as it makes its way out of your system? Huh? Since when does it make its way out of your system? All right. My go ahead. What?
It doesn't come out.
No. My 14-year-old son.
This is not a normal vaccine.
It's not a vaccine. My 14-year-old son has not had a day without chest pain since this all began, and we are now 2 months in. He varies from really bad to not as bad. He's an avid soccer player, and I wonder if he'll ever get back to it. I need to have something to look forward to. There's another one. My son is 14 and started getting pain 2 weeks ago in his chest with high blood pressure. He has myocarditis now. He had COVID about 8 weeks ago, allegedly, and his second COVID shot was 12 weeks ago. I am new to this and just joined this page as I have no idea how to help him. And they have just sent him home from the hospital and said to give him Panadol and anti-inflammatories. He has never had pain in his chest before. My daughter, who is 18, just spent 7 weeks in the hospital with tachycardia and now has POTS that also started after the second vaccine. Any advice? Much appreciate on what I should do for my son, or should I demand more tests? See, these poor, poor people, they can have 1,000 tests. It's not going to make any difference.
Yeah.
Not going to make any difference at all. They can have 1,000 prescriptions. It's not going to help. That's the horrible morbidity of this. It's tragic.
Well, and if you notice, he had the vaccine and then developed COVID 4 weeks later. That's a pattern with these things.
That's exactly right.
And you know what they say is it would have been much worse if he was unvaccinated.
Lies.
Yeah. I mean, but this is how they rationalize it.
More
and
lies.
I see this time and time again.
Okay, what I want to do is make sure I get this next piece in, then we'll come back to the myocarditis stories. This has to do with that CCP video, Chinese Communist Party video, that was allegedly smuggled out of China. It's in the guest section, should be right under our names. You can look at it for yourself, and if you speak Chinese, you can verify it. I finally got someone to verify it, validate it, and it was exactly as we thought, what the subtitles say. So I'm going to play it, I'm going to stop it, I'll read the subtitles, and I want you to understand this is our enemy. This is our number one enemy. It's not Russia. Not Russia at all. Okay. It's a 6 images of people on the right and 1 image on the left. And the left image is half the screen. So this is Mr. Big, whoever he is. These are all Chinese. What he said. First caption. What the CCP wants the most is to have the U.S. military troops get vaccinated. That's what they want most. Once they get vaccinated, the U.S. military will collapse, and the CCP will triumph. After the U.S. troops are vaccinated, I tell you, the vaccination against the CCP virus, they're claiming that the COVID virus is theirs, will basically be near the end. When the U.S. elite society is vaccinated because of fear, fear of death, and lack of faith, and because these rogue, low-level politicians, opportunists, meant to evade responsibility, especially when the Wall Street Hollywood celebrities, the White House, and the troops are vaccinated. I can assure you, there will be no vaccination issue. The people who are implementing the vaccination are soon to be finished. Those who are pushing the vaccination behind the scenes will likely have achieved their goals. Vaccination will no longer be pushed, and the antidote will certainly be offered. The antidote will pop up. What is the antidote for? It's not to heal the damage brought by the vaccines. It's to prevent you from transmitting the virus instead of a remedy for the vaccines. Those who are vaccinated are sentenced to death. The antidote for the vaccines is still in the hands of the CCP. Since the CCP wants you to die, why would they offer an antidote to you? There it is. He's talking about Americans, obviously. So I wanted to make sure we got that in.
Yeah, that's
allegedly. Yeah, go ahead.
No, this is the first time that anybody's verified it. I know it's been out there for a while, and nobody's actually been able to verify if the translation is correct. But that's grim, very grim.
Okay, back to our myocarditis thing. Can you find the one Rebecca just had telephone consultation follow-up? It's number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the list that I have. Well, just find one and I'll catch up with you.
All right, I'm on Shelley. My 21-year-old son developed myocarditis after the second vaccine of Moderna on November 1st, 2021. He is in the U.S. Air Force, and his job entails him lifting 50 to 75 pounds overhead into a jet and then holding it while he installs it. It's a very physically demanding job. He has been on leave since he was hospitalized. He just had a CMRI, and it doesn't show any more inflammation of his heart. Because of this, his cardiologist is no longer worried about myocarditis or pericarditis and will have him return to work soon. The problem is he is still dealing with the same symptoms, and they are not getting much better. He is still having chest pain, sometimes sharp stabbing pains that radiate down his arm, still having irregular heartbeats, and his heart will start racing around 120 beats per minute when he has not been active and is only sitting down. I'm concerned my son will be forced back to work, lifting and exerting himself, and may cause damage to his heart since he is still symptomatic. When I mentioned this to the cardiologist, he admitted he didn't have the answers because there is so much unknown about the damages caused by the vax. Thoughts? I would love any reassurances you can give this concerned mom. Adding a few more details in the comments below.
Tragedy after tragedy after tragedy that you will never hear on the controlled mainstream media. The mass mind control, the ultimate mass mind control weapon of known mankind and human history. The screen.
Yep.
All right, here's the Rebecca. Just had a telephone consultation follow-up. This is September. Her son is age 16, had his second Pfizer spent three nights in the hospital. Troponin 800, atrial tachycardia. Did you read that one? That's Rebecca.
Nope.
All right. Then had to follow up in November. No abnormality with heart function from ultrasound exam. Didn't have an MRI. Cardiologist said likely scar tissue. Had no pain since hospital and to build up exercise. He got back up to 50%. This afternoon he said to build up to 70 to 80% max for exercise over the next 3 months. This is a doctor telling him. Then full exercise after that. He said it was unlikely now that he would get into myo again, myocarditis, but that's a small chance. And he also said apparently not to get boosters is he's only 17 and not one suitable for his age. He said to still avoid COVID risks while we have this wave, such as indoor sports, don't participate. And not to have any antiviral drugs if he gets COVID as a preventative. Not to start on colchicine.
Colchicine.
C-O-L-C-H-I-N-E.
Yeah, she misspelled it.
Yeah. If he has chest pain, but to go to hospital for tests to confirm as might be something else. A few days won't make a difference of not having the colchicine. Not had many cases of Omicron myocarditis. I told him about my boss's friend's son who had myocarditis from the vax, and then a few months afterward had myocarditis from COVID. Not sure what strain. He thought the vax would have given him some protection. See what a joke this all is? The joke's on the sheep, on the people.
Yeah,
the doctors are dumb. They're dumber than rocks, a lot of them, and they don't care. Some of them do.
Well, there's zero liability in any of this.
It's truly mind-boggling.
I mean, they've got a license to kill.
That's what they're doing. You got it. Go ahead, grab another one.
Anyone have all tests negative and still fighting through symptoms? My son had an EKG, ECG, chest x-ray, and blood work, all negative, but his status is declining since initial onset of symptoms 3 weeks ago. Started with just chest pain, and he is now having palpitations, paleness, weakness, shortness of breath, and lightheadedness. Onset of chest pain was 3 days post-third vaccine. Duke adamantly said it wasn't cardiac, but the cardiologist we saw previously said that myocarditis is the only thing it could be. We are waiting for a cardiac MRI now, but wonder if that, too, will show nothing. So there's more questions than answers here.
Always. These poor people, who do they go to? They can't go to their doctors for a variety of reasons. Tests, endless tests. To do what? To certify the obvious.
Yeah. All right,
here's one more. I'm hoping that, just to give you an idea of the frustration and the futility of it, I am hoping that many will consider a class action lawsuit. I wish I could advocate for my 20-year-old son in the Army, but I can't do a thing about it. The Army doctors on his base have seen so many cases of cardiac episodes, neurological episodes, myocarditis, and even death in so many young soldiers. It's absolutely sickening. It took 4 seizure-like episodes, first one happening 20 minutes after the J&J shot last May, for him to be referred to the cardiologist. After being put on a halter monitor for 2 weeks, it caught PACs and PVCs and tachycardia with one episode of 230 BPMS. He's now referred to a neurologist too. I keep hoping and praying that something can be done. Controlling the spike proteins from the vax will help. Pine needle tea daily until more is known of the side effects. Doctors are really in the dark. this vaccine technology was still being tested on mice 1 year before it was released. mRNA technology crosses the blood-brain barrier and placental barrier, leaving one at risk for autoimmune diseases, clotting disorders, fertility disorders, pregnancy loss. Guys, I am so sorry. I was so happy to find this group, hoping that the pharmaceutical company will be held accountable by large class action lawsuits or even the government. This poor lady, that they just don't have a clue.
No. No.
It's not going anywhere.
That's almost sad. How blind they are to what's going on.
They're blind as they can be. What about pine needle tea? Any latest information on that to pass along to our friends?
I don't hear a lot about it. I mean, that's included in many of the spike
protocols.
Detox protocols. Yeah. And it's something that could bind to the spike and prevent it from being as biologically active as it might otherwise be.
Maybe.
There is some research to support that.
Okay.
But a lot of these phytochemicals, flavonoids, are effective at doing that. Quercetin, curcumin.
Right.
In fact, yeah, a paper just came out, I think, on the quercetin and curcumin to inhibit the spike from creating amyloids in the body.
All right, we put our program up at the top of the archive on the right side of the homepage, and we urge you to listen to that again or share it, send it all around the world. Send it as far and wide as you can, because it's the truth about amyloids and amyloidosis. And what they're not telling you. All right. Thanks, Erica.
Okay, Jeff. My pleasure. Good night, everyone.
And good night again to everyone. We both wish you well and hope this is helpful for you. It's all on the right side of the homepage.